Pastor Bruce, Miss Debbie, the family, and all the members of Glory Hill, and for your continuous prayers and support to Philippines for Christ Ministry. The Lord is blessing the work. It's growing. Before, we're helping only a few pastors. Now, we step up by faith, and we're helping 35 national pastors. And I gave the report to Pastor Bruce. This year only, from January, February, March, more than 2,000 people received Christ as their personal Savior through the churches that we're helping. And also, more than 38 new converts followed the Lord in water baptism. The Lord bless our mission trip. I was able to minister to 4 provinces, and I was able to preach the gospel in many churches, and many people received Christ in their hearts as their personal Savior. You will see also my former classmate in the Bible school, way back 1985-88, and he's pastoring in Marinduque, the province of Marinduque. His church is unique because to go to his church, you need to walk 30 feet high. So I experienced walking up to the church, and at the middle, I stopped, catching my breath. break. You know, and then that's not the hard part. The hard part is going down. You have to really hold your feet, you know, tight, because if you fall, you will land it in the main highway. It's dangerous. But people are coming there to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. He's small. You will see him, Fredriego, in the picture. Small, but really bold. He knocked on door, witnessing to all his people in that province. And also, he has a radio ministry, reaching a lot of people in the market, drivers. And also, he has a police ministry. We went there and we preached the gospel, and 17 policemen received Christ. So the Lord really blessed the work in the Philippines. It's harvest time, winning souls. And Pastor Bruce and Brother Greg went to Bukidnon one time, and then they preached to Eastside Baptist Church. And we prayed for the church to have their own place, and they have their own building. And this year, you know, it's been finished, the building been finished. They have roof, a wall, and concrete floor, parsonage, and bathroom. And I preached to the church with 99 attendance, and when I gave the invitation, 25 people stood to receive Christ. And then in the afternoon, I baptized 8 new converts. Pardon the baptism, because it's a public pool and a small swimming pool with 50 children swimming. It's hot in the Philippines. Since the owner said, you know, hey, stop swimming. They have baptism, but, you know, they all jump and swimming. They are our background. But you will see also in the presentation, the second part, about the poverty in the Philippines. 3.6 million Filipinos go to bed hungry. In one family alone, it's not only 2, husband and wife. You know, in the Philippines, we have a lot of children, grandkids, and sometimes 3 families in one house. So maybe 6, 8, or 10. Approximately 15 to 20 million Filipinos go to bed hungry. And you will see some of our people getting their food from the dump site. Okay, could you play, please?
Sometimes it's nagtrabaho ako mga 5 buwan na po. Pumunta ako tanghali eh, mga alas 12. Hanggang ngayon, nandito ako. Sa isang linggo po, pag nakapagpakilo po ang boseng ko, bigyan ako ng 300. Okay na rin po, kahit pa paano, nakaka-resolve sa mga pangangailangan ko sa pagkain, ang gaso sa bahay, makabili man lang ng bigas, ulam.
Kano po?
25 po.
25. Palengke, bibili pa ako ng ano, ng mga panahog tulad ng mga bawang, ganyan, mga sibuyas. Pinipilihan ko siya yung tinatanggal ko yung mga buto mukha nito, yan, ganyan. Tinatanggal ko yan. Kasi para ito na lang matitira ang mga ganito mga laman. At sinugasan ko siya. Pagkahugas ko, kumukulo na yung aking sarsa doon. Ilalagay ko siya doon. Isang mangkok ng ganyan, 10 pesos.
Kaya lang ako po kumakain. Masarap. Masarap kumain. Dito po sa pwesto na ito po. Malinis po ito, dinugasan na maigi. Kaya marami pong bibili pagpag dito. Tibayan po lang po si Pura kung kaya ng malinis o marumi. Eh kami, sanay na po kami rito eh. Ano po eh, ganyan doon po talaga eh, nang kaya. Pagpag eh. Hanggat nandito po kami, kakain na pareng pagpag.
It's really sad that we have some people like that in the Philippines, but in America, we're blessed. Every time we come to America, Pastor Bruce, we're gaining weight. I just arrived last month, I gained 10 pounds. I'm not growing tall, but I'm widening. But Pastor Bruce mentioned about, you know, helping us with our love offering. We're really praying for 4 new tires that will, you know, replace our tires. We need it. So please do pray for that need. We'll use it to buy tires. So this morning, I would like to encourage you and challenge you in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 16. The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 16. Those who are able, would you mind to stand in honor of God's word? Romans, chapter 1, verse number 16. Follow me, say, read it. The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 16. Apostle Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Shall we pray? Lord, thank you so much for this wonderful day. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of life. Thank you, Lord, for your provision in our table every day. And thank you, Lord, for Lori Hill Baptist Church for their big heart and mission, especially in the Philippines, for their prayers and support. And continually bless Pastor Bruce, the family, and all the members of this church. And may continually speak to the heart of your people. Help us, Lord, to be mindful of winning souls. Help us, Lord, give us the vision that we need, the desires, the burden. And help us, Lord, to win the loss at any cost. May you save souls today, and we give you all the praise and honor. May the Holy Spirit take control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. I always say, I'm a Filipino, I'm short, and I preach short message. Amen? You like short message. This morning, I would like to speak on a subject I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:2 that Jesus Christ endured the cross, despising the shame. Think of that. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ left the splendor of heaven, is the Son, the only begotten Son of God, and is God, left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny. You know why? Because he loves you and he loves me. That's why John 3:16 was written, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever," I like that word, "whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." Can I hear amen to that? I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You know why? Because the one who called me and the one who's telling me to go and share the gospel is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20, Jesus said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." So he commanded us, don't forget that the Great Commission was not only given to the apostles or disciples. No, they're already in heaven. They're already dead and in heaven. It was given to the church. Our mission, church, is the Great Commission. I believe that every heart with Christ is a missionary. Can I hear amen to that? And every heart without Christ is a mission field. If not you, then when? If not you, then who? If not now, then when? Brethren, we need to share the gospel because, you know, every second two people died. And every year, 56 million people died. And majority of them never hear the clear presentation of the gospel. That's why we need to share, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ to them. We know what the gospel is. The gospel is Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. That's why the Bible said it is the power of God unto salvation. Psalms 107, verse number 2. The Bible says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hands of the enemy." If you've been redeemed by the blood of Christ, then say so. If you are saved by the grace of God, then say so. If you're heaven bound, then say so. If you have eternal life, then say so. If your names are in the books, Lamps of Life, then say so. But help those people that are lost to be enlisted too. That's why we need to reach out. Amen? Don't be ashamed to share the gospel. Why? Because, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed, suffered, and shed his blood, and gave his life so that you and I might come to know Christ and be saved by the grace of God. Then let us share the gospel to others. Some Christians, they're making alibis and excuses. They're saying, "Oh, Brother June, I don't know much about the Bible. I don't know the great doctrines of the Bible. And I don't know how to witness." You know what I'm telling them, sir, ma'am? If you're truly converted by the grace of God, if you truly experience to repent from your sins and been washed by the blood, and you open your heart to receive Christ, and you know that you're saved by the grace of God, therefore, your salvation experience is enough that you have a story to tell. Will you tell your story to others? Hello? Are you there? Amen. Brethren, don't be ashamed. Why? Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The Bible says in Acts 1:8, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Let me remind you, brethren, the moment you receive Christ into your heart, you receive the power too. And what is that power, Brother June? The power to witness. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:13, "In whom also after ye trusted the word of your salvation," the word of your salvation, the gospel of your salvation, I mean, "and then after ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." Brethren, we were sealed by the Holy Spirit. That's why we believers, the Holy Spirit are dwelling with us. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about the Holy Spirit to speak to the heart of those people, brethren. Every time we knock on doors, you know, don't be afraid. You know why? Jesus said, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And the Bible says we receive the power. So 2 Timothy 1:7, the Bible says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's why in the Philippines, we're not afraid to knock on doors. Even in America, we knock on doors. The only difference is in America, every time we knock on doors, a lot of houses have dogs. Big dogs. You know, I said this in this morning, some Filipinos, they eat dogs. So when you invite some of them in your house, beware. You can ask a Filipino, do you eat dog? You can ask me, Brother June, do you eat dog? No, 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 no. Experienced that one time. In America, you have a sign, beware of dogs. In the Philippines, dog beware. One time, we knock on door in Marion, and this owner is really mean. She opened up her screen door and let the mean dogs come out. And me and Joanne, you know, we're little. Maybe we're only appetizers to those dogs. But you know what? We prayed. I closed my eyes and prayed, Lord, protect us. And you know, lo and behold, those dogs did not bite us. You know why? Because we are well done. They like medium rare, like Pastor Bruce. The Lord protected us. One time, you know, in this house, we knock on door, and my wife is only 1 meter away, and 5 big dogs are coming. And my wife, she's about to leave me. I said, hey, don't leave me. Remember, marriage is for better and for worse. But the Lord protected us. We knock on doors. We're still knocking on doors in the Philippines. Brethren, as a church, we experience knocking on door. Every Sunday, like we're bringing food and we will eat together. And then in the afternoon, we will all knock on door. We will all knock on door. And then after 2 to 3 hours, we come back together and everybody's testifying, praise God! A grandma received Christ. Praise God! A child received God. The Lord Jesus Christ. So it's a blessing, brethren. We know it's not about us. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. I cannot save anybody. You cannot save anybody. But the Lord Jesus Christ can. Amen? But we've got the message in our hand. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it. Brethren, the one who is calling you and me to share the gospel is the Lord Jesus Christ. John 14:15, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do we really love the Lord? Brethren, number one, the Lord is calling us. Number two, there's a call from within. The book of Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17 to 19, it is plain. The Bible says that we are watchmen. And the Bible says, if we will not warn the wicked from their wicked ways, and they died in their wickedness, their blood will be required into our hands. This morning, I would like to challenge you. I know one of these days, all of us will stand before the Lord at the Bema judgment, the giving of rewards. In Acts 1:11, the Bible says, we will see Jesus as he is. I believe that we will see the marks of the nails in his hands. When we all stand before the Lord and see the marks of the nails in his hands, I believe that all of us will humble ourselves and we will worship, worthy is the Lamb that takes away our sins. Praise the Lord. And we'll say, hallelujah, glory to God. But the Lord also will look on your hands and my hands. My question this morning is this. Whose blood is in your hands? When the Holy Spirit convicted our hearts to share the gospel to someone, it could be your parents, or lost grandparents, lost children, grandkids or great-grandkids, or lost brother or sister, or loved ones, or relatives, or neighbors, or co-worker, or classmate. If the Holy Spirit convicted your heart to share the gospel to them, and we neglected our duty because we are, you know, we are bashful or we're afraid to do so, brethren, they died without Christ, without hope, they will go straight to hell. The Bible says in Acts chapter 20, verse 26, Apostle Paul said, you know the record, this is the record. This is what he said. This is the record. This day, I am pure from the blood of all men. How many of us this morning can stand and say, I am pure from the blood of all men? Then verse number 27, why he was pure from the blood of all men. He said, I have not shone, you know, to preach the whole counsel of God. And I look on the dictionary, the word shone, S-H-U-N-N-N-E-D, it says deliberately avoiding or habitually avoiding. How many of us are guilty this morning? I believe we are all guilty. We are deliberately or habitually avoiding to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord have mercy on us. We will stand before the Lord. You will give an account if you really gave warning. Let me give you a good illustration. I have three sisters and one brother. But one of my sisters, she belongs to a big church in the Philippines, but it is a cult. Their belief of salvation, they have millions of membership, big buildings, millionaires. They have judges, members, doctors, engineers. But their way of salvation is through church membership. If you are a member of the church, you're saved. If you're expelled, you're lost. In front of my mom and my sister, I talked to her. You know, sister, I'm praying for you. And I shed tears for you. And if you believe that salvation is through church membership, if you die anytime, I will never see you anymore. But she never responded. My point, at least, I gave the warning. I know her blood is not in my hands anymore. But how many of us will be guilty before the Lord because of the blood of so-and-so? Have you experienced someone called and said, I'm so sorry, our uncle passed away, our nephew passed away. Then in your heart you felt the guilt. I shared the gospel. I wish I warned. I know the blood of that person will be upon my hands. Whose blood is in your hands this morning? Paul said in Romans 10:1, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I do believe that if you are a Christian, if you are born-again believers, if you are really a disciple of Christ, I believe that there will be a strong or intense desire in your heart to share the gospel. But if there's no desire at all, you better check your heart. Because either of the two, either you are a missionary or you are still the mission field. If you are a missionary, you will share the gospel. But the fact that you're not sharing the gospel, I don't know why. You better check your heart. That's why Paul, when he got saved, he got a strong desire and burden for Israel that they might be saved by the grace of God. Brethren, let us warn our lost loved ones. Hell is real. Can I hear amen to that? We know that death is certain. We know that, you know, the Bible says about death, the second death is about the punishment in hell. You know that. And you know that life is short and death is certain. And that's why we need to warn them, brethren. We need to warn them, every one of them, while we have time. You know why? We are getting old. And one of these days, we'll be sitting in our wheelchair. We cannot knock on doors anymore. We cannot invite people anymore. While we can, in our lifetime, let us really give warning to those people. Not only the Lord is calling us to share the gospel. That's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. But there's also a call from within. Whose blood is in your hands? And number three, there's a call from without. Acts 16, verse number 9 and verse number 10. The Bible says, that night, Paul had a vision that night. A man from Macedonia stood and prayed, please help us. Please help us. Please help us. And because of that vision, immediately Paul went to Macedonia. Quickly, he went to Macedonia and preached the gospel there. That's why a lot of people got saved. That's why we have a song, Send the Light, the Blessed Gospel Light, the Macedonian call. Brethren, the Bible says where there's no vision, the people perished. Now think of your lost loved ones going to hell. Think of them. If you believe in hell, I'll be honest with you. if you believe in hell, what are we doing to keep people from going there? We can go by praying. Are we praying? Maybe you're saying, Brother June, my health is not able for me to go. But you can pray. You can pray for lost souls to be saved. You can pray for Africa. We can pray for India and other countries. You can pray, Lord, may you save souls today. Let me remind you that someone prayed for you. Please do the same. Pray for the lost souls. Be always conscious about souls and, you know, dying and going to hell. That's why, you know, it will bend our knees and pray, Lord, thank you for saving me. But I have lost loved ones. Have mercy on them. I have lost co-workers. I have lost, you know, friends. Please, Lord, save them. That's why we need to pray. That's why we need to give. Support mission. Maybe you cannot go in other countries, but the missionaries are your feet and your hands and your lips, spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can also go by going. Oh, brethren, we have a lot of experience witnessing, but it bless our hearts. Every time someone repented from their sins and been washed by the blood and received Christ into their hearts, your heart will really rejoice. You will be rejoicing. Can I hear amen to that? Oh, like my, you know, we have a lot of experience winning souls, praying for so long, and then they receive Christ, your heart will really rejoice. And number four, and the last, not only the Lord is calling us to go and share the gospel, there's a call from within. There must be a desire, you know, a burden in our hearts to share the gospel because, you know, their blood will be required into our hands. There's a call from without. People need the Lord. And number four, and the last, there's a call from beneath. The rich man in hell is still begging and praying for someone, the lost people, to be rich. Luke 16, verse number 19 to 31, the rich man died. In verse number 23, and the rich man died and he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. The rich man learned to beg. The rich man learned to pray and learned to weep, brethren, in hell. But his begging is too late. His prayers was too late. It makes no difference, brethren. His burden was too late. But we Christians, you know, our prayers still count. It matters. And our tears still counts, brethren. But I've noticed in many churches today, seldom to see churches today shedding tears for the lost people. When was the last time we shed tears for our lost loved ones? When was the last time we shed tears for those people that were inviting to come to church to be saved? Where was the tears now? And the rich man cried the more and said, please send him to my father's house because I have five brethren and I don't want them to come to this horrible place. He keeps on begging. He keeps on praying. He keeps on shedding tears. Brethren, think of this. Grandparents, let me challenge you tonight. And parents, we have four children. And I thank God that God gave me the boldness to be able to talk to all of my children about their salvation. They're very dear to my heart. And I don't want them to, you know, to die and go to that horrible place called hell. And thank God that they all received Christ. We have five grandkids, two are ages 13 and 12. But I was able to talk to them boldly also about receiving Christ. And they said they received Christ. They are very precious to my heart, very dear to my heart. And I can't imagine if they died without hope and without Christ, if they're lost, they will go straight to hell. And the rich man, you know, calling out. And don't you know, grandparents and parents, if your children and your grandkids died and go to that horrible place called hell because we neglected our duty to pray and to warn them and to witness them to them, they can blame us. They can call out our names. They will call and pray, "Oh, Grandpa, where art thou? I wish you warned me. I wish you prayed for me more. I wish you sit down with me and talk to me about the gospel. Where are you, Grandma? You said you love me. Every time we all see each other, you give me a kiss and a hug. I'm suffering and tormented in this flame. Let me out from this place, Grandma. Oh, Dad, you provided the food, the shelter, and the clothing, but you neglected the most important, and that is my eternal soul." You know, he will call or she will call your name for eternity to eternity, and they will cry out, "Mom, I wish I was not born and go to this horrible place. Let me out from this horrible place." Oh, brethren, you know, not only one day, not only 1 million years or 1 billion years or 1 trillion years, but for eternity to eternity, they will cry out and beg and call my name and call your name and call the name of your church. Let me out from this horrible place. You said you love me. Did you pray for me? Did you warn me? Did you witness? Did you even try? They will beg and beg and call my name and call your name and their blood when we stand before the Lord. "Oh God, I'm so sorry for the blood of my lost loved ones. I wish I warned them. I wish I shared the gospel to them." I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and then also to the Greek. Every time I share the gospel, I believe it's not about me, it's about the Lord. So don't be afraid to share the gospel to others. You can reach people that I cannot reach. You can warn people that I can't warn. But I can reach people that you cannot warn. Together, in our time, in our lifetime, each one must reach one. I challenge you, brethren, we're running out of time. One of these days, I'll be having walk or two. I'll be sitting in my wheelchair. Maybe I can't talk anymore. But while we can, in our lifetime, let us warn people. At least we warn them. If you're lost and done without God this morning, I beg you, don't leave this door without trusting Christ into your heart. Because life is short and death is certain. This might be your first and last warning. Receive Christ and be saved. Members, let us be honest this morning. Where was the tears? When was the last time we humbled ourselves and we soaked the altar with tears? You said you love your lost loved ones. You said you love your children, grandkids, and great-grandkids, your brother, sister, mom, and dad. But where was the tears now? A broken heart will send us forth. I challenge you, if you lost your desires and your burden, can you pray this morning, "Lord, may you bring back the desires and the burden in my hearts." Shall we pray, "Lord, thank you, Lord, for the challenge you have given to us. If we already lost our tears, may you bring back the tears, O Lord. If we already lost our desires and burdens, maybe this day will be the time, the day, may you renew our desires and burdens. Lord, you know how much we love our lost loved ones. But help us, Lord, give us the courage, the power, the boldness, at least warn them, at least try to share the gospel to them. And help us, Lord, to be much in prayers, because prayer changes things, heart and people. May you continually bless Laurie Hill Baptist Church and use this church as a lighthouse, so that those people in darkness will see Christ through this church. Bless every grandparents this morning, and parents, and even teenagers and young people. Help us, Lord, to be more conscious about winning souls. I know the main thing is the main thing, and the main thing is winning souls. Help us, O Lord, one of these days we stand before you. Help us, Lord, to be like Paul. I am pure from the blood of all men, not guilty of the blood of many bloods. Oh God, may you speak to our hearts this morning as Pastor Bruce will give the invitation. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Bruce.